Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. Welcome back into the Time to Thrive podcast. We are doing a solo episode today because our life is absolutely insane right now. Right now, Jordan is actually in Vancouver. We made the move to Kelowna and Jordan went back to Vancouver to do a couple days of work to help out in the office there while the whole transition is going on. And yes, our life is crazy, but at the end of the day, our goal and our mission with this podcast is to be able to provide you as much value as we can every single week or every second week. And we hold that obligation to you. And today I'm going to be doing a solo episode. Sometimes you're going to hear Jordan, sometimes you're going to hear me, and I can't wait to pour into you today. So we are going to be really focusing in on a couple major things that really transform your life and your business. And a lot of it comes down to like, what are the stories that you're telling yourself? What are the things that you are doing between your own two ears that are going to make it so that it's kind of hard for you to move forward, to get to that next level, and to really unleash your potential while conquering those mindset roadblocks? And I want to be that person here today that when you listen for 20 minutes, you're able to leave with something and feeling really good and understanding where you can go from here. So number one, it's identifying and challenging those limiting beliefs that are inside of us. So let's start with a little bit of a story. And I want you to sit in the chair and I want you to think about this story being about you. Okay. I want you to envision yourself being able to say, hey, you know what? This is me. And this is the story that we're going to go through so that we can abolish those things. So let's start with the story. Imagine yourself being a young entrepreneur. You're brilliant, creative. You have game-changing ideas for the area of expertise that you're in. But every time that you think about executing on that plan, executing on the ideas that you're bringing through it, there's a voice inside of your head saying, you're too young, or you're not smart enough, or no one's going to really take you seriously. And there's always going to be those issues inside of our own mind with limiting beliefs. And that's what's holding you back from reaching your full potential. So let's dive in and really figure out how we can overcome these roadblocks, how we can get rid of these limiting beliefs, and how we can move on to be able to succeed in the future. So let's start out with number one, recognizing your limiting beliefs. One of the limiting beliefs that could be very easy to spot is because it's loud and clear in your mind. It's right in front of you all the time. It's always talking to you. But sometimes these beliefs can also be very, very subtle. They might show up as a gut feeling or a discomfort when you're about to step out of your comfort zone. And it's a way of our mind and our bodies to basically tell us, hey, I'm getting a little bit uncomfy right now, and I don't like being in these situations. So here's a bit of an exercise for you. Think about a goal. Think about a vision. Think about a dream that you've been putting off for a while. Now pay attention to the thoughts that come up when you consider taking action to your goal. Are you telling yourself that it's too hard? Are you telling yourself that you're not ready? Are you telling yourself that you might fail? Are you telling yourself that there isn't enough time? These are your limiting beliefs in action, and they are the only things that are holding you back from actually moving forward. So what are we going to do about it? We need to challenge these limiting beliefs. Once you realize that these limiting beliefs are exactly what they are, limiting beliefs, and that you need to challenge it, you can ask yourself, is it true that I'm XYZ? Where did this belief come from? Is it based on a fact or is it based on assumption? What evidence do they have that realistically contradicts this belief? Where in your life can you say, you know what, I've done something similar before and now I'm moving into this and I can do this. It's just a different sphere that you're working through. So as you think about it, you're going to realize how many times that you have been successful in the past based on those exact same limiting beliefs that you already overcame. You also will remember different instances that other people have gone forward before you to be able to bring that elevator back down for you to be able to move forward in your life and in your goals to be able to push through. So the process of questioning and gathering this contradictory evidence is crucial. And it helps us see that our limiting beliefs are often just that. They're beliefs. They're not facts. So replacing your limiting beliefs with empowering ones. This is where the big transformation comes, okay? So you need a place for your limiting beliefs to be empowering. Instead of saying, I'm too young or no one's going to take me seriously, you start telling yourself, my youth brings me a new perspective on the situation. My ideas are going to bring a new light into what is kind of an overflowed and overfilled world. So don't stop there. Write down a list of affirmations based on your new beliefs. I have valuable ideas to contribute. My age is an asset, not a liability. My skill set is something that other people wish they had, right? I'm capable of learning and growing in this landscape and being the best at it. Every morning, stand in front of that mirror and repeat these affirmations. And it's going to feel awkward at first. It's going to feel awkward looking at yourself in the mirror because you're not fully believing what you're saying to yourself. However, over time, you're going to step into that power and really start speaking from your chest and your heart and not just from your throat. And you're going to start to actually embody those beliefs and how you've gotten over them. So a couple actionable tips here. Let's expand on these and use a very powerful tool to take you step by step through this process. Number one, I want you to get a notebook, a digital document, a Word document, an Excel spreadsheet, and I want you to have that so that you can write these down. Each day, write down one limiting belief that you've identified in your day that's popped up. Whether you're scrolling through Instagram, you say, I can't do that. Whether you're walking and talking with someone, you say, oh, like I wish I could do that, right? Now, list out three pieces of evidence in your life that challenges this belief. Next, create new, empowering beliefs to replace it. And then write a short affirmation based on this belief so you can then reflect on it and use this belief into how you can act and feel and move differently. So for example, you could be like, my limiting belief is that I'm too young to be taken seriously. So evidence against it. Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook at 19. You were impressed with a local startup who was run by a female male entrepreneur who is just 20 years old. My college professors when I was in school praised me for all my innovative ideas. This could be something you can be talking about. If you're a teacher or a nurse or whatever, you can talk about how these different areas, you are a like way of paving the way for other people to go. So your new belief, my youth gives me a fresh perspective that other people are going to value. Your affirmation is going to be, my unique viewpoint and energy is going to be a valuable asset in any business setting that I am walking into. Your reflection, when I embrace this new belief, I feel like I'm more confident in networking events. I feel like I can speak more. I feel like I can share my ideas. I feel like I have led interesting conversations to be able to foster potential partnerships. So do this for 30 days and you're going to see a massive change from where you're at now to where you want to be because of everything that you've done to talk yourself into believing the affirmations that you're talking about. Because when you actually sit there and you say from the bottom of your chest, your affirmation, you say it out loud, that is what's going to be coming true. Topic number two, embracing failure as a learning opportunity. And this is a massive thing. We need to be able to learn how to fail with grace and we need to be able to fail and get ourselves back up, wipe up the dust and keep going. Okay. So another bit of a story, and I want you to sit down. I want you to envision this. You're an aspiring chef, mechanic, nurse, teacher. It doesn't really matter what it is, but you've always been passionate about a certain thing. Okay. You've never worked in that professional setting. So let's pretend you wanted to be a chef. You've never worked in a professional kitchen. I love cooking, but I've never worked in a professional kitchen. So realistically, my lack of experience inside of a professional kitchen would deter me from applying for chef positions, even though I could cook a better meal than a lot of places I've gone for dinner. However, because of credentials, I feel as though I can't get there, right? When I go into there, I'm going to start thinking, hey, well, that person has more experience than me. Well, that person has more ideas than me. Okay. The first few months are going to be tough. The food might be pretty good, but the first few months are going to be pretty tough. So now I need to shift my mindset from focusing on the failure to figuring out, where am I going to be able to go from here? So the initial reaction to being able to say, hey, there's going to be other people that are better cooks than me because they know more, right? Instead, find a mentor that is going to help you see things differently so that at the end, you are not the one that is feeling less than. You are getting mentored by someone who is actually going to pick you up and push you forward so that I can say, hey, you know what? My cooking, my XYZ is better than the other person. But it's what you're going to be able to believe because you are seeing the proof in the pudding day after day and doing it, right? Remember, the most successful people in this world, they have faced so many failures. And if you don't fail and get yourself back up and move forward with it, then you fail, you move on, and it's a dream that went to die, okay? Colonel Sanders, founder of KFC, most famous chicken recipe, he got rejected over 1,000 times before his restaurant idea got accepted, okay? Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper for lacking imagination, and now he created imagination. But if they didn't let these setbacks, they did not let these setbacks define them, and said what they did was they used them as stepping stones. And going into that, they analyzed their failures objectively.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in, and I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
So once you get over that initial disappointment, you sit down with your mentor and you analyze what went wrong, where can I go better, where can it happen from here, and you approach the situation with curiosity instead of judgment about it. So what specific actions led to this outcome? What were there external factors at play? What assumptions did I make that turned out to be incorrect about the situation? What can I learn from this experience? Every single thing that you do needs to be a learning aspect so that you can then do it better next time. And by breaking down these failures into small, manageable pieces, you can extract the valuable lessons without getting overwhelmed and realize that the lack of experience or the lack of self-worth in managing this situation is what led to the efficiencies, but you can actually turn that around and understand that you need to maybe train yourself better. You need to be able to train the people that are around you better. And maybe that's the reason why you had the gap in your system, okay? Continuing on with that is using the failure as a springboard for your success. And that's the most exciting part. Turning these lessons into action, you're able to use this experience to then refine your approach, come back stronger, and actually be able to implement action at such a higher rate. You continue doing that 6 months later, you could have someone return to the exact same situation, but you're a completely different person. You now have a process. You now have a system. You now have ways of acquiring clients. You now have ways of launching new consultants into your business the right way, so that you aren't overwhelming them, so that they are set up for success, so that they can take little pieces and manage it and use it and take what they need from it, so that they can springboard their own success based on the things that you have learned. If you're willing to fail to be able to have it so that other people fail less, that is when you're going to be a good leader. Okay? So you need to create a template. What happened in the situation? Describe it. Write it out. Know it. Keep it. Have this all for later. What did I learn in the situation? Define three lessons that came from that situation. No matter how big, how small, there's always lessons within the failures. How can I apply these lessons? Brainstorm them. Use them as practical applications so you can move forward. What's my next step of action? Choose one concrete action to take so you can then take that and implement it into everything else you do. After this, you have a template. You use that after each setback, big, small, medium, I don't care. You use that template so that you can then grow over the hill from it, okay? Be specific, be honest with your analysis, and focus over the factors that are in your control. You can't control the weather. Say that you hosted an event and it was a outdoor workout, but it was thunder, lightning, pouring rain, and one person showed up. Did you fail? Or was there external circumstances that made it so that you couldn't really execute the event to the greatest possibility, or to your biggest possibility? And set a deadline for your action steps, okay? So what did you learn? How can I train people better? How can I implement better systems? How can I create better systems so that when people come in, they are just able to turn a key and be able to move on with their business? How can I apply these lessons? Research, implement, and execute, okay? Develop the plan, the training, and implement. Figure out the systems that are going to work for you and really be able to figure out and look at yourself in the mirror and remember that every single setback that comes within your journey is going to be an opportunity for you to make a comeback. Because when you fail at something, you aren't actually failing until you quit. So if you quit, you failed, you quit, goodbye, it's done. But if you had a setback and you failed in that moment, but you came back stronger and you did it in a better way for that time, you didn't fail. You set yourself up for a massive comeback and you've developed into that next person. 3, developing a growth mindset, okay? So think about yourself in the same role for a decade and you're continuously comfortable in your routine and you're confident in your skills, but then all of a sudden you change careers, you change jobs. Are you willing to grow and figure out where it is that I can grow if inside of this new position, or are you going to continue to fall back into what felt comfortable before? Make sure that you are looking for learning, make sure you are looking for curiosity, and make sure that you can say, hey, you know what? I am willing to figure out what the benefit of this tool is. I'm willing to take that next step so that I can figure out what the benefit is of doing this so that it saves me time in the long run. Okay? Don't ever forget to ask questions constantly. Don't be afraid to say that I don't know. Don't be afraid to think that it's your first time. Don't be afraid to continuously learn. Explore those topics that are outside of your comfort zone. Once you start going outside of your comfort zone and you start really doing the research that's necessary to be able to move forward, you're going to realize your comfort zone was super, super small. And once we can grow that comfort zone day by day, things start to feel less uncomfortable and that little person inside of our brain stops talking so much and it stops saying that we can't do things. Every single expert was once a beginner and no matter where they were in their field. So embrace that beginner's mindset and the excitement of discovering new things. And how are we going to do that? We're going to focus on the effort. We're going to focus on the progress and we're not going to just focus on the income because when we solely focus on the outcome, we're going to realize that there are so many challenges that we did not foresee when we first started. There are so many different challenges that we didn't know were going to arise. But when we focus on the actual process and the progress that we're going on, the outcome will happen. It might take a little bit longer. but it's going to happen because we are staying the course. We shift our focus and we get discouraged and we think that everything needs to be perfect to get that outcome, you're going to think of yourself as less than throughout the entire process. Okay? So make sure that you are really embracing the power of this hasn't happened yet. This is going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. And once we start saying it hasn't happened, then we've cut ourselves off. But if we start saying it hasn't happened yet, we're allowing it to come to us. And surrounding yourself with growth-oriented people around that topic. As my mindset has shifted, the importance of my environment is huge. I seek out people who have that growth mindset, who want more out of life, who like to talk about how we can grow in business and life instead of just talking about the same thing over and over and talking about people from back in the day. Okay. Now what I want you to think about is creating a skills expansion plan. So let's dive deeper into how this powerful tool is going to actually really help you. And number one, I want you to choose a skill that you want to improve on each month. This is a thing that happens each month. So be really specific. Break it down into a weekly goal. Make these goals very actionable. Make them so that you can measure them. Number three, track your progress daily. I track progress on a daily basis so that I can also track it in the month so that I can track it in the year. By doing so on a daily basis, I'm able to look back on a 12-month span and say, okay, like this is where I was, this is where I'm going, this is kind of the gap that needs to be filled, and be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself throughout that whole situation. Lastly, share your journey with an accountability partner or your partner or somebody who is going to add a layer of commitment to that support. So say that your week one goal was to play guitar. Let's say it was to play guitar. So how are we going to get there? Right? Monday, you're going to figure out, I'm going to learn a chord. Tuesday, I'm going to figure out how to learn a chord plus an extra part. I have no idea how to play guitar, so I'm kind of just spitballing here. Wednesday, you're going to figure out how to play a chord. Then you're going to figure out how to play a few notes. And then you're going to start to learn how to play a song. But by the end of the week, you're going to start to learn how to string a couple together. By the end of the month, you're going to learn how to do a quarter of a song. But by the end of the year, you're going to be looking like a professional guitar player, right? So being able to make it so that you break it down into very actionable items and things that you can actually piece together so that it isn't something that you are overwhelmed by. Because when you create a goal and you're overwhelmed by your own goal, you're not going to want to be able to push forward. So in conclusion, whether you're identifying challenges of limiting beliefs, if you're embracing failures as learning opportunities, or you're developing a growth mindset, remember that change is possible. Okay. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes consistency, but the results are so transformative. So I challenge you, whether these strategies are something that you're going to implement this week, how are you going to push past those mental barriers and step into that full potential? And remember, every single journey starts with that first step. So is today the day that you start to take that first step? Today's the day that you take that first step and you've been listening to us talk on this podcast, I want you to go into the show notes. I want you to go in the show notes and I want you to click on the application form. And I want you to jump on a call. No obligation call, but I want to hear if you're listening to this podcast, what your goals are. What's your vision for your life? Take that step, watch your world expand, and you're going to see so many results by the end of 2024. Over and out. Talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.